The longest field goal ever attempted is 76 yards. The longest field goal ever missed? Also 76 yards. Why bring this up? Because knowing your limits matters, both when you're kicking a field goal and when you gamble. Betting more than you're comfortable with is like trying a 70-yard field goal. It probably won't go well. So set a limit when you gamble and stick to it. Want more helpful tips like this? Go to KeepItFunOhio.com for games, quizzes, and lots of ways to keep your gambling from getting out of hand.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
It was an epic night at Billboard's Country Power Players event in Nashville. Maren Morris sits down with legendary drag artists for Billboard's Pride issue. Kelsea Ballerini opens up about her divorce and her new man. We give you our third entry of the K-pop girl groups you should know. And we run down the best revenge songs of all time. Wednesday, June 7th, and this is Billboard News. Kelsea Ballerini is in a good place and not afraid to talk about her divorce or how she's moved on with boyfriend Chase Stokes.
You go down, I'm going down too.
Kelsea Ballerini says she's in the best place. Well, not just because she's in the Caribbean with her boyfriend Chase Stokes and her touring partner Kenny Chesney. She told InStyle about her current situation, saying, "It's impossible to do it all right and make everyone happy, so I'm just taking it day by day and keeping a solid pulse on if I'm being authentic in my own little journey of happiness and growth." Kelsea was previously married to fellow country star Morgan Evans. When it comes to her high-profile divorce, she told the Mag, "Public or not, I'd say the biggest lesson is to not let it make your heart hard, to stay open and stay soft while you heal. So much light and beauty has come from it." Next week, we talked to Morgan Evans. He told us all about his post-divorce life.
As funny, as personal as that song is, you know, 6 months down the track, I realize that that feeling and those questions are kind of what one half of every breakup feels.
Our Country Power Players event was last night in Nashville, and Lindsay Havens was there to give us the rundown.
I'm only one drink away from the devil.
I am standing outside Marathon Music Works in Nashville, where Billboard held their Country Power Player Awards celebrating excellence in country music. It was a celebratory night as Billboard awarded some of the biggest names in country music. Ernest presented our current cover star Jelly Roll with the Breakthrough Artist of the Year Award.
I want to thank Billboard for always and never being afraid to go and paint outside of the lines, never being afraid to color in a different area than they were told to, and I think they proved that time and time again. And by putting my fucking fat ass on the cover is the greatest example of that in a long time, for sure.
Then it was Bailey Zimmerman's turn to accept the Rookie of the Year trophy from Hardy.
When I started being an artist, my grandpa said before he died, he was like, "Hey, how far do you want to go?" And I was like, "Man, I don't know. Do I have a choice in that?" He's like, "I don't think so."
Ashley McBride was honored as the Groundbreaker by Terry Clark.
It means a lot to receive this because it means that betting on yourself is the right move.
And the Executive of the Year went to Rusty Gaston.
What I love most about country music is that we are a community. We are a group of friends that get to work together to help each other succeed. And we aren't work friends, we're life friends.
The night did not end there. Nate Smith tore up the stage with his set, performing hits including Whiskey on You.
Didn't waste any time finding somebody new, so I ain't gonna waste another drop of whiskey. No, I ain't.
And Jelly Roll got the crowd going crazy when he hit the stage performing songs off his latest album, Whitsitt Chapel.
God, when I need a favor,
God, I need a favor.
Amen. On to our latest Billboard cover star, Maren Morris was joined by drag legends Sasha Colby, Simone, Landon Sider, and Eureka O'Hara to talk about the recent anti-drag and anti-trans legislation and what musicians can do to help.
With these bills, because they're so vague in their language, it's intentionally hard to know where the line is between what is drag and what is not. Mm-hmm. So how do you see that impacting your creativity or expression going forward? Or will it even? like, what is drag? Like, well, in Tennessee, exactly. Saying, yes. You know, it's really to eradicate and fearmonger, you know, the existence of trans people. Yes. But,
yeah, we also right. Threw it.
But yeah. the you know, we're protecting the kids, and, you know, there were many people that were like, okay, well, if Harry Styles comes and does a concert at Bridgestone Arena in Nashville and has, a frilly shirt on or a skirt or a dress or, you know, Halloween, what do we do then?
Is it only drag if you're gay? That's the question.
I would love to round up everyone in college that's in Tennessee. See on Halloween wearing their girlfriend's bras on their heads. I would love to arrest them.
No.
Actually, everyone for Halloween should just get in drag
and see what happens.
Yeah. Oh my God.
I want everyone to get in drag. What are you going to do on Halloween?
That's the true test.
What are you going to do?
And girl can add your car and turn the song on and perform in the street.
Yes. Yeah. And a lot of those, like, country artist dudes wear tighter jeans than I do. Yeah. So, like,
and
what
a better highlight.
Yes.
More makeup sometimes.
Actually,
yeah. Country is like one of the most like impeccable. All the beauty in country music is always so good.
It's elevated.
At a very elevated level.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, and Dolly has said, like, you know, if she wasn't Dolly Parton, she'd be a drag queen. It's elevated to a level because, I mean, especially when I'm going into glam for an event, I'm looking at a lot of y'all's photos. Talking about like culture. Impact. I mean, it does affect me. Like, I'm a straight woman, but like, I love beauty. I look at this community as something that just is fascinating to me because I want to like sit and be like beat for the gods. So even the language, like, I just said something that totally was born out of this community. Oh. And so I think, like, for me, I exist in this space of like country music, and you know, it's, you don't have to do much to like be seen as a brave voice there, unfortunately. Right.
To watch the full roundtable conversation, head to billboard.com.
You look so dumb right now.
Everybody's been through a breakup, and nothing can quite get you over it next like the perfect playlist.
Forget you.
That's why we're running down Billboard's top revenge songs. Everybody was talking about Shakira's split from soccer player Gerard Piqué. But when she joined Bizarrap Sessions 53, the only discussion was how she ate him alive.
So what are you gonna say at my funeral now that you've killed me?
Beyoncé's Lemonade album was one of her most personal yet, and with rumors of infidelity, Beyoncé's Sorry made us hope Jay-Z was somewhere hiding.
I ain't sorry. No, hell no.
Anger after a breakup can cause a lot of things. On Jasmine Sullivan's list, vandalism.
I'll bust the windows out your car.
But I'm sure vandalism is preferred to death. SZA's breakup anthem causes for a tragic ending. And topping our list is a classic from Carrie Underwood that makes that cheating ex think twice before he makes that mistake again. Before you go, we have our next entry on our list of 5 K-pop girl groups you should know. Time to mix things up with our next addition to the list.
Mix.
In Mix launched in 2021 and went on to win Favorite New Artist at the Mamas in 2022. They're known for, well, mixing things up on their track. And their powerhouse vocals. I mean, how many groups can you say actually sing during their dance rehearsals? They're about to wrap up their world tour, and it was quite an eventful one. Just Google NMIX Baby on stage if you don't know what I'm talking about. That's it for today. Come back tomorrow for our interview with Killer Mike. This is Billboard News.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.